Thank you very much, and it's late, I know, and so I hope to be a little bit entertaining, but on the other hand, the governance issue is not so entertaining. It's really a lot of also rather bureaucratic stuff, but anyhow, you know, as Mr. Santucci has said this morning, you know, this is at least for the Internet of Things community. It's more or less a new issue, not so new, but new. 5 years ago, nobody really talked about the governance of the Internet of Things. But in the last years, in particular, thanks to Bernard, you know, this was pushed forward in the Nice conference, which was also referred. We had a huge panel on this, and since that, you know, more and more people from the more technical community, the business community, are pulled into a discussion on the governance of the Internet of Things. The other groups who are working on internet governance are already well established since more than 20 years. So internet governance was a big issue on the World Summit on the Information Society, but the understanding of internet governance was that this is mainly the management of the so-called critical internet resources like domain names, IP addresses, root servers, and internet protocols. And what I see now, because I've grown up in this other world, the ICANN world, the United Nations Internet Governance Forum world, so I see now that these two communities are coming closer together and can learn from each other. And I think insofar, this is really a great opportunity to bring these two different communities in a better cooperation and collaboration and communication to understand each other better, because both the business people, the technical people, and the governance and policy people, you know, are dealing with the same issue, but from different perspectives. And there will be no, let's say, business Internet of Things and another Internet of Things. And there will be no European Internet of Things. It's global, and insofar, everybody has to work together. I worked in another framework, a 7 project, which is called EuroNF, the Network of the Future. We have 36 members. This is chaired by Paris Tech. And over here are mainly engineers, but in the last 3 years, we had another project within the EuroNF, which was called Governance and Privacy Implications of the Internet of Things, with this very nice and acronym GovPMINT. Nobody understands what it is, but you know, cryptography is always sometimes a good thing to have freedom for research. So we did a lot of activities, and you know what we when we discussed this, we arrived at a certain moment where we questioned the language and the definition, because our question was, is there really an Internet of Things? Because the Internet is a network of networks. And if we use the terminology Internet of Things, we create the impression that here we have the Internet and here there's another Internet, which is not true. So that means it's a network which is part of the network of networks. And it works, let's say, on top of another network. So that means all the identifiers we have now for EPC Global work on top of a .com domain. So that means, say, it's like a layered system, and the Internet of Things, if we use this terminology, is just another network. We have called this, it's a private area network, or PAN, or PAN, or whatever it is, because, but the important point, if it comes then to the governance issue, is because also in such a network where you know, try to address objects, you have to have a system for identifiers, and then the identifiers have to be managed or governed in a certain way. I think this is the key question if it comes to the Internet of Things. So what we realized is that the Internet of Things is not an infrastructure in its own, but uses mainly existing DNS infrastructure. So it's constituted by numerous private area networks. So there will be no one Internet of Things. You could have dozens or hundreds of them. So it depends from the partners within this network, how they arrange their inner life, you know, within a certain network. They can collaborate, they can create a bigger one, or they can have also a smaller one. So, and at least, you know, if it comes to numbering, so we have two layers. If it's connected to the Internet, we have to have an IP address, and then we have the RFID tag. So these are two different layers, you know, which probably would also open the door for a differentiated governance model, because the governance of probably the IP addresses could be different from the governance of the RFID attacks. So where is the need for the governance of internet identifiers? I think the first thing is that you have to guarantee the uniqueness of identifiers. That means each object has to be a unique number, otherwise you create confusion. I think this is the most important thing. So that means to have to the guarantee that each user can communicate with any other user anytime, anywhere. That's why in the DNS we have the unique legacy or authoritative route. And the best thing is if policies for this management are developed in a bottom-up process, including all the involved stakeholders, so not a top-down process. So normally the governance was in the DNS is done by ICANN, and if it comes to IP addresses, this is mainly done by the regional internet registries. This is also an interesting governance model because this is a decentralized model. So while all the five regional internet registries get their number from YANA, which is in contract now with ICANN, so they make their own policies. So the policies are made by the five regional internet registries and not by a centralized body. So I think this question of decentralization versus centralization is an important guideline. Where is the need for governance of the Internet of Things? As I said already, the priority is to need the guarantee of the uniqueness of identifiers, which are linked to objects. And there is a need to guarantee the security and stability of the networks which link objects. There is a need to avoid monopolization of data control and to support competition among service providers. And there is a need to avoid the misuse of data which emerge as a result of communication between individuals and objects. We have called this the rendezvous point, when the object meets the subject, and then you know you open new doors for tracing and tracking. So I think this is the critical point. As long as the object is disconnected from the subject, then issues like data protection or other things are not relevant. But in the moment, you know, when the object meets the subject, I think this is the critical point where then the privacy issues emerge, which we had on the agenda this morning. And then comes to a number of concepts which are still under discussion and not clear, like the right to silence the chip. This was an invention by Mr. Ben Amou, so he's a fighter for this. An interesting idea, but as we have seen this morning from the speaker from Metro, so if this is offered to the end user, he doesn't use it. So the 99% of the end users, you know, did not silence the chip. Then there is a discussion on the right to be forgotten. It's another important problem, but there's no time here to go deeper into this concept. But there are a lot of things which are not needed if it comes to the IoT governance. There is no need really to guarantee that each object can communicate with any other object or any other subject. That means you have for the objects which are linked to the internet only limited communication needs. So that it depends from the purpose of an object, why the object is linked to the internet. So this can be 100% communication needs also with subjects and objects, but this can be also limited communication needs. So that means if you have an open standard to allow an enhancement of the limited communication needs, this is enough. So there is no need to have a special governance problem here. Then there is no need to have just one single route for the management of an object naming and numbering system. In the DNS, it makes sense to have just one single route. But in the ONS, you know, you can have a federated system with several routes. And so there is no need, then all routes communicate to each other. So if the standards are open and they want to do it, they can do it. But a more decentralized federated system is probably a better way to promote self-regulation and self-management. There is no need to establish new rights, because if you go through the existing legal data protection regulation, then obviously it needs very often only let's say, a new interpretation. It has to be implemented accordingly, or an enhancement. You know, we have heard this morning from the discussion around the new data protection legislation, so there is no need to introduce new data protection legislation. You have just to test the existing legislation and then to adjust it according to the changes in the general environment. So that means I would also want to start a discussion about new laws or the new rights or things like that. So, and you have to be very specific if you introduce such new rights concept and to test whether this is not already covered in the existing legislation. And there is also no need for a new ICANN for the Internet of Things. I think I was involved in some debates which said, okay, we need a new international corporation for the Internet of Things, a body, you know, which controls or organizes or manages all the billions and trillions of objects and the data. So I think there is no need. ICANN has its merits, and I think everybody is, well, not everybody, but the majority of people are happy that ICANN exists. It does a good job, has sometimes conflicts with the European Commissioner, as we have seen yesterday in the meeting between Madame Cruz and Mr. Strickling. So they have not always, you know, one opinion. But anyhow, even the Commission understands that ICANN, you know, moves forward in the right direction. But there is no need to establish a special body for the Internet of Things. So nevertheless, I think it would make sense to have a global policy framework for competition among IoT services providers to avoid monopolies. I think this is a policy challenge where you could think about it, but in form of a framework, not in form of a specific regulations. That means in such a global policy framework, some public policy issues could be touched, like privacy, traceability, and the other things I mentioned a little bit earlier. So what is also a missing link so far is a global multi-stakeholder platform for the exchange of experiences, best practices, and if needed, for coordination and collaboration among key players. What I said in the beginning of my statement here is what I see, that we have still a lot of isolated groups working on the same issue but are not connected to each other. So it means to bring these people together in a multi-stakeholder platform and to stimulate just the exchange of experiences, best practices, etc., like an Internet of Things forum or things like that. So it would be probably helpful and useful. And then we have to, we need more research and fact-finding studies. That means a lot of facts are really not known. I think the data which was given by the speaker from Metro, I think it's interesting data, but we have too less data about this. You know, what are really the acceptance, and so we need more market studies and also, you know, studies about the privacy implications. The general principles which are laid down also in a number of papers by the European Commission are interoperability, competition, security, trust, privacy, and bottom-up multi-stakeholder approach in PDPs. Policy development processes, and I think these principles could constitute something like a governance framework. So what I see in the last couple of years, that now the whole ecosystem of internet governance is growing and growing and growing, and more organizations are dealing now with internet issues. It's not only ICANN, it's the Internet Governance Forum and the United Nations, it's the Council of Europe, now the OECD has started, even the NATO, the Cybersecurity Center of NATO in Tallinn in Estonia is working on internet governance issues with a view to security. So that means there are around 10, 12 international organizations now dealing with internet governance issues from different perspectives. And in so far, the time is ripe, you know, to have on the global level a more coordinated approach. As I said in the beginning, there will be no Internet of Things for Europe. So that means all the objects which are flying around the globe, you know, do ignore the borders of the 27 member states of the European Union, so that they are on the globe. And in so far, the Europeans and the European Commission has a great chance to summarize all the experiences from the discussion of the last 5-7 years and to provide this to the global community, because my understanding and my knowledge is that the Internet of Things debate is most advanced in Europe. You have some discussions in Asia, you have nearly no discussions in the United States, and Africa, Latin America, you know, although has no, this is not on the agenda of the experts in these arenas. And in so far, it would make sense to have such a platform, a global platform. The United Nations Internet Governance Forum offers such a platform for discussion of so-called emerging issues. And as an instrument of the IGF, the Internet Governance Forum, a couple of years ago emerged a non-defined institution which is called Dynamic Coalition. So you have dynamic coalitions on rights and principles for the Internet, you have a dynamic coalition on ICT and environment, you have around 5 or 10, between 5 and 10 so-called dynamic coalitions under the umbrella of the United Nations, and this means under the IGF. And there was already an initiative in 2009 in Hyderabad to start an IGF, Dynamic Coalition of the Internet of Things. Unfortunately, the chair, Francis Muguet, passed away. The French government, which was involved under Ms. Bernard Benamou, you know, was in favor of it, but had not the power to push this forward. And so that means we did some initiatives, but I think now is the right moment to reach a higher level. The next IGF takes place in September in Nairobi, in Kenya. And I think this is already the sixth IGF then, and probably this could be a good place where the European Commission, the Europeans, and also the stakeholders from Europe, you know, would broaden their dialogue and to invite also other groups from around the globe, and to create a platform which would be able, you know, to move forwards the development of a global policy framework for whatever the Internet of Things could be in the future. So that means to work on a so-called roadmap until the year 2015, and to guarantee that the best practices which has been emerged in Europe could be then constitute the basis for a framework which is really acceptable to all stakeholders around the globe. Proposals are welcome, and you know, if you are interested to join this process, this road towards Nairobi, then please let me know your email address, and you will be part of this circulation of emails in preparation of the Nairobi workshop. Thank you very much for your attention.